Jack and Judy Walshlager's neighbors know when they're not at home, don't try to go in and borrow a tool. Burglars visited the Walshlagers, who live full-time on Whitefish Lake after decades of weekend visits, 2 years ago. It wasn't bad as break-ins go. The culprits smashed a sliding glass door and got away with radio gear, a camera, some 22 shells. The Walshlagers installed the alarm soon thereafter. Jack says he feels safer now, though he hasn't caught anyone but himself.
I have inadvertently set the alarm off a couple of times, and usually there's somebody that comes running down the driveway with a shotgun. Hi, Russ. It's you.
Crow Wing County is classic lake country burglar bait. With a year-round population of 40,000, the county draws another 250,000 visitors in the summer. Come fall, many of them leave behind cabins sitting quiet and empty until April. Jack Walshlager, who's on the board of the Whitefish Property Owners Association, says two-thirds of the members are gone for the year, and the sheriff's in Brainerd, 20 minutes away.
We don't get a lot of protection by law enforcement up in this neck of the woods. In the summertime, you may see a deputy's car, sheriff's deputy's car, once or twice a month, but boy, in the wintertime, I've never seen one around here.
The topic of cabin crime has received generous ink this fall because of the Leonard Miller case. Miller is the Minnesota resident who, frustrated by repeated burglaries, booby-trapped his Wisconsin cabin with a shotgun. It went off. Later, Miller was arrested. So was an intruder with pellets in his legs. Crow Wing County Chief Deputy Dan Gotch says Miller's action was neither admirable nor surprising.
I can't condone the man's behavior. I can understand the man's behavior. I've been a victim myself. I've faced victims in the eyes for 23 years. I've seen the frustration.
Frustration is the common fruit of unsolved property crime, and Gotch says the scope of rural burglary has widened in the past decade. In the past, thieves sold stolen items to a fence or middleman, who then resold them to established markets. Gotch says the fence has been replaced by the pawn industry, which has followed the rise of Indian gaming.
The pawn shops have become a place for these people to sell their wares. Years ago, a fencing operation wouldn't buy bed sheets and a five-piece cookware set and a nice set of china, but a pawn shop will. You can bring golf clubs, a Nintendo game, a tape recorder, anything you want to do a pawn shop, and they're going to give you so much on the dollar for that item.
Wisconsin's Barron County, where Leonard Miller set his trap, has seen a rapid rise in burglaries. Crow Wing County followed a similar pattern through the late 80s and mid-90s. Then in 1997, the county started a two-person investigative unit focusing exclusively on property crime.
These officers that are working for the Property Crimes Task Force, they don't get child neglect, child abuse cases. They don't get other small cases, front counter complaints, that sort of thing. And in fact, a lot of times they don't even take the initial burglary report because we want a field officer to do that, but we want them to dedicate their time to follow up on the investigation.
The results, a higher arrest rate and a 20% decline in reported burglaries. Also claiming responsibility for these numbers is the home security industry. Open the Brainerd Yellow Pages and you'll find no fewer than 9 companies. At one of them, Total Security, President Doug Button demonstrates a system that'll sound an alarm, then call local authorities automatically. This system with installation costs about $1,000, plus a monthly monitoring fee. Pay more, and it'll also turn on your furnace, lights, raise or lower your window shades, take phone messages, and start the music on your stereo. Button says the only problem is these alarms are triggered by heat and movement, and not everything that moves is a burglar.
Even natural things, whether it's a curtain blowing from the furnace duct or whatever, an animal, rodents, a little spider making a web in front of the motion detector, he crawls across the lens, that will set it off.
In the summer, Crow Wing County deputies respond to 3 or 4 false alarms a day, sometimes driving 20 minutes each way. Button says the systems are improving as quickly as technology allows, but that's not fast enough for the Crow Wing County Board, which recently instituted a penalty. Alarm owners get 1 freebie. After that, it's a $100 fine per false alarm. Leif Anger, Minnesota Public Radio.